Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening to my new listeners, my older listeners. This show is really about life. This show is about you. This show is about me. This show is about everyday circumstances in every single moment and how to remain connected, how to have that foundation, that unshakable foundation that will bring you, that will create, that will allow you to have more happiness in your life. For my new listeners, excuse me, older listeners. When I say older, I mean people that have listened to me for a little while now. Just bear with me with this because this is so important. I just want to introduce myself to the new listeners. I am a happiness specialist, and what that means is that happiness, feeling content, being at peace is my number one priority in every moment of my day, not just on Sundays, not just on Fridays, not just when it feels good, not just when everything is flowing, in every moment, especially those moments where I like to say I'm a little challenged, and that is the moment where all of these things that I've learned, all of these things that I've discovered, everything that the universe has gifted me with, the truth about this journey, that is where I use my skills. Yes, my skills the most. And when I say skills, listen, this being happier or wanting to feel this peace in every moment is a skill. There is a specific science to, believe it or not, a science to remaining and sustaining this happiness. There are lots of things that can derail, things that can rock the boat, if you will. Yeah, so this is really about, this way of living is really about how to remain calm and peaceful, even if you're in a rocky boat, because that's where all of these tools and that's where all of this information and that's where all of the discovery and all of the healing and all of the peace comes from. Or not comes from, is when I need it the most. It's easy to be happy when things are happening exactly the way I think they quote unquote should. And I don't use that word should, but I'm using it to explain my point. Anyone can feel good and be joyful and be grateful and all of that when life is moving exactly the way we want. But this show is about what do you do? How do you feel it? Where can you go when you're not in that place? When you're irritated, when you're annoyed, when you're moody, when you're sad, when you're depressed, when you're angry. And those moments happen, in my opinion, because the universe is really trying to teach me something. I use the term universe. People can use whatever term they like. They can use the term God, source, spirit, energy, all of it. You can. It's the terms are interchangeable, and the terms are. You know what's funny? I had someone ask me a while ago. I was being interviewed on a radio show. I had someone ask me, why don't I use the term God? Why do I use the term universe? And I could feel that person prefers the term God. And even in this, quote, spiritual community, if you will, judgments are being made. But if you really, really want to get it, if you really want to live peaceful and happy, you have to let go of everybody else, what they're doing, their preferences, what they're saying. You have to let go of it. This journey is an individual journey. It's you, and I'm pointing to you, my dear listener. It's you. It's you and the universe. That's it. It's not you and the world. It's at least this is what I believe. Again, this is what I believe. And I want to say that if whatever I'm saying resonates with you, great. If it doesn't resonate with you, if you don't feel it's like it's a fit, that's okay too. But what I found for me is that whenever I allow anybody else in this equation, in my happiness equation, I am going to be let down. It's a single soul one-on-one journey. Now, yes, of course I have people in my life, and that is another challenge. Parents, children, coworkers, partners, husbands, wives, relatives, strangers on the streets, cashiers at the grocery store. When I allow someone else to have power over my mood or my vibration or my sense of peace, then people, audience, be ready for the, I like to say a crash. It's not a crash, but be ready to get ruffled. Today's topic is, why do we suffer? What makes us suffer? And it's really simple. All of these experiences, you really have to break it all down to the least common denominator. And before I go on with the topic and the answer to why, what makes us all suffer? And yes, I said all. That's a bold statement. But what makes us all suffer is going to be so simple. But I want to invite people to call in. I have a few people in the queue, but no one wants to chat yet, which is okay. Call-in number is area code 646-564-9619, area code 646-564-9619. The reason why I suffer, or the reason why I am feeling, you know, it's kind of like having that pee under the mattress. Anytime I'm feeling a little disconnected or discombobulated or just not walking, just feeling this calmness, it comes down to one simple fact. Drum roll, please. Beep-a-de-beep, beep-a-de-beep. Oh, that's not a drum roll. That's a horn. Okay, I can't do a drum roll, but imagine a drum. Visualize a drum roll here. It's all because the only reason why I suffer, the only reason, is because of my thoughts. It's what I'm thinking in the moment. It's believing the thoughts that are nonstop, quite frankly. My thoughts are nonstop. And when I'm in a position, you know, it was a full moon a few days ago, or it's still going down, it's still happening, but I don't know about you, but I found for me a full moon, especially before a full moon, ooh-wee, I can feel just a disruption in the force. There's a little, you know, things that would just float off my back for some reason. During this time, I'm feeling like, I don't feel like anything flowing off my back. I don't feel like letting that go. I don't feel like not responding. I don't feel like going back and forth. I mean, in other words, there's something that you just feel a little out of sorts. It's just this peacefulness has left for a moment or two. And this week, let's see, what happened this week? This week was that week. There were. I'm trying to give you a specific example because I love specific examples. I don't like general examples. There was, let me think of something, because I know I was blaming someone else for why I was unhappy. let's see, what was it? Oh, perfect, I remember. One of the things. I am currently assisting my brother. He is living in a sober living home, and you know, for years and years and years, I didn't have contact, and I didn't want to have contact. But for whatever reason, you know, I'm growing into this person that, okay, I need to assist. I need to step in. It's time. I'm willing to do that. And my brother, bless his heart and his soul, is just like, for me, it's just like, I mean, I'm no different and I'm no better. We all have our journey to live. We all have our experiences to experience. See, that was very profound, Rebecca. And so he's in this space right now where a lot of the things that happened to him have really caught up with him. And he's in a sober living facility. Now, that's not the problem. The problem is there have been people in his life that have really tried to take advantage. And take advantage of him, I mean, in the most egregious ways. The last few months, I have been going back and forth. I don't know if any of you have any experience with the Social Security Administration, but let me tell you something, audience. That's no joke. That is a lot about wait time on the phone or in person. I have been to four separate Social Security offices in the last 2 months. I have been with my brother. I have been without my brother. In other words, having to pick him up and take him and I have also been on the phone to Social Security at least 10 times. And I don't know if you've ever tried to call, but if you wait on hold for 45 minutes, that's a good day. Anything less is not going to happen. And willing, wanting, it's time for me to step in and help this guy out. Or at least do what I can. Now, getting back to the unscrupulous people in his life, when I say unscrupulous, I mean people that have actually tried to, you ready for this one? Try to fraudulently take over his Social Security benefits. And, in fact, one was successful. I think that's what started it for me. I really don't know. But when I found out, in fact, this is how I started. This is how I got involved. The Social Security office called me about 3 months ago and said, do you know where your brother is? And I said, yeah, I know he's living in a sober living home. And she went to proceed. She says, well, there is someone that has taken him down to the Social Security office and has nominated them or claimed to be his payee. What that means is his payee means that all of his benefits don't go to him because, quite frankly, he's disabled. He's permanently disabled. So all of his benefits do not go to him. They go to this payee. Now, mind you, this payee is not a family member, is not a person that has my brother's best interest, is basically wanting to get all of his benefits and all of his back pay benefits also. Now, when I found this out, I must admit, my dear audience, that I was pissed. The nerve of someone trying to take advantage. And that's one of the reasons why I really stepped in. I didn't know to the extent of my brother's real situation because, quite frankly, I was out of it. I didn't want to be involved. There's been so many things that happened in the past, and I'm like, I'm done. But, of course, as I always know, it's not my plan. It's the universe's plan. And so the universe has actually given me the gift of assisting my brother. And I have to say, this is going to be for the rest of his life. I am definitely stepping in. I'm making it part of my responsibility. And I am doing the best I can because this kid needs my help. Now, getting back to this week and what happened, again, I'm still setting up his payments so they go directly into a certain account. No one can touch them. I'm, you know, paying for his expenditures, his rent, his food. In other words, I have another person to be responsible for. And this week, after my 45-minute hold with Social Security to ask some questions about a letter that I received, I was told by Social Security that someone called with questions about my brother's account. Now, this someone wasn't me. This someone wasn't my mother. This someone wasn't my brother. This someone wasn't the person that tried to get his benefits 3 months ago. They couldn't tell me who it was, but they said that the person led them to believe that it was my brother. So, audience, I immediately went into this getting angry, the injustice, how dare, who is, you know, getting into this defense mode, into protection. Well, you know, who's doing this? I need to get to the bottom of this. And why is Social Security giving out information? Well, listen, if someone has their Social Security number, their date of birth, you can easily call Social Security and get whatever information you want. Trust me on that one. So I was livid, and blaming who this person is invisible right now, whoever called, blaming whoever this person is. When I say blaming, I'm like, who, you know, just like getting angry at this person trying to call with the disguise of being my brother's either aide, medical aide, or being my brother. And it took me out. It took me off of my loop. It took me out from my connection. I actually lost my connection, meaning that I stopped thinking that everything that happens is for a good reason. I stopped thinking that everything is in order and to relax and know that the universe has a bigger plan. And I'm just here to go along with the plan and not go along with the plan flowing as opposed to thinking, oh, there's something wrong here. And that's why I say, getting all the way back to my point of our thoughts, the only reason why I suffer, the only reason why I'm uncomfortable, the only reason why I'm annoyed, the only reason why is because what I'm thinking and because I believe the thoughts that I'm thinking. That's it. Thoughts are the number one reason why I can blame someone else, is because I think that they need to be, or they didn't, or why couldn't they say, or all of it. It's because of these thoughts. And that's the importance of just living consciously. Now, when I was in the thick of it, and I first found out that someone called, they actually called on December 1st, which was my birthday, and I knew I didn't make any calls on that day. I was too busy chilling out, doing nothing. Doing nothing on my birthday. And having a great time, too. The reason why is because any time I am out of the loop, or any time I disconnect, it's because of what I'm thinking. What I'm thinking and really resisting what is. The interesting thing for me, I sure do say that, the interesting thing for me is I have all this knowledge. I have all the wisdom. I have all of the information. I have all the tools. I know not to label, and I still get caught up in, this really shouldn't be happening. Why is someone calling? That event really shouldn't have happened. The discovery for me is, and it's like everything else, it's just a small journey, one moment, next moment, next moment. And that incident, I believe, happened to remind me for the millionth time, to remind me that this life, my life, is here for me to enjoy every step, all of it. In other words, why am I bothered by anything that's happening? It's only because I think what is happening is not right. It's no joke walking it as opposed to talking it. Walking it is the challenge. But let me say this. Knowing and implementing it are two separate things. The next time, but the next time anything that happens, I actually made a note, whatever happens that I think is not supposed to be happening, I'm going to remind myself that everything is supposed to be happening, even the things that are against the law, that intrude on, in other words, that don't line up the way I think right and justice should. It's just another reminder for me to say, okay, resist nothing. In other words, stand up in that rocky boat and be able to remain balanced. stand in a boat that's rocky, it's rocking back and forth, and you just, and I just keep my balance. A year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, are you kidding me? I would have been on the phone to Social Security fraud. I would have had an investigation made. I would have gone through so many steps trying to stop what apparently the universe, in other words, what the universe wanted me to experience. And honestly, when I told my brother that somebody called, did he call? And I asked him, did he call? And somebody else called for him. Guess what? He wasn't bothered in the least. Everything that bothers me doesn't bother anyone else. This is my issue that someone is calling, and I've got to get to the bottom of it. I've got to have it in full investigation. It's my issue. Another point. I have a friend of mine who was with this man, and he was really abusive. When I say friend, I mean like an acquaintance, really abusive. And for years and years and years, I actually helped her get out of the relationship. I actually went to court with her because she had to file a restraining order. This was maybe about 5 years ago, 6 years ago. Guess what? On Facebook, I see this friend of mine, quote, friend, acquaintance, hanging out with this guy that used to be abusive, with this guy who I went with her, spent my time going to court, getting a restraining order, setting her up in years, you know, miles away. Listen to this one. Saving her, oh, that was a big one for me. I needed to save everyone. Saving her. And this is a point I want to make. If someone ever asks me for help, I will be there. But see, in both instances, I stepped in it. Nobody asked for my help. I pushed my help. I forced my help on people. I would force my help on myself on people. And this woman, I'm looking at this Facebook page, and she takes a picture of her and the guy that, you know, I got a restraining order against 5 years ago, and they're just smiling and they're having a good time. And you know the first thing I thought? I thought, I cannot believe that she would want to be with this person. I cannot believe that she's smiling with someone that was so mean and so abusive and just not good, not quote, not good for her. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. And then the universe hit me with this, and I want to share it with all of you. Because those were my thoughts. I was actually suffering because I'm like, I can't believe that she's still with this. And what the hell is she thinking? What is she, crazy? See, I'm suffering now because of those thoughts, right? Those thoughts caused me to, quote, suffer. And this is the truth. I'm the only one that's not okay with that relationship. She's fine. She's fine. He's fine. I'm the one with the problem. I'm the one with the problem. I'm the one that looks and sees that there's something wrong with that relationship. Do you see how thoughts are underlining all of the suffering, are just right underneath the surface? Now, I've said before that I don't have any control over what happens, and I don't have any control over what doesn't happen. And quite frankly, my dear audience, I also don't have control over what I'm thinking. This is what I believe. But what I do have control over is how much power I am going to give these thoughts, how much focus I'm going to give these thoughts. For example, the incident with my brother, I spent a lot of time, a lot of thoughts, a lot of energy on how to make that right. With my friend, I spent months going to court, filling out court documents, talking to we didn't even get a chance to talk to a judge. We talked to one of those mediation or arbitrators. It wasn't a judge. It was in a room. It was a mediator. I spent a lot of time, a lot of energy, because I put myself into that situation and I thought there was something wrong. Not only did I think there was something wrong, I kept thinking about what was so wrong with all of it. How do I take away, how do I give my powers, how do I lessen the power of these thoughts, which are, I like to say, just don't serve me. And I like to say, I don't use labels, negative, positive, negative thoughts. No. Just thoughts that don't really serve me. Well, what I've had to do is to really practice, and I say practice because that's what it all is I just have to practice diffusing and it's kind of like starving. Starving a person or starving a plant. You know, when you starve a plant of water and fertilizer, the plant just starts losing its strength and losing all of its. Hold on a second. You know what? There you go. Okay. All right. Technical difficulties. I love this when I have issues right in the middle of. Where was I? Oh. Losing the, in other words, the plant starts to wither, starts to eventually die. And for me, it's the same concept with these thoughts. The more I feed the thoughts, the more I pay attention, the more I allow these thoughts to consume me and take over my vibration and take over my peace and take over my happiness, that's all on me. Is it easy? No. Can you practice just switching? In other words, switching your thoughts and thinking about something else? Yeah, you can do that occasionally, but I find that even if I'm really focused, I go back to that other thought. I go back to those thoughts. But eventually, I'm telling you right now, eventually, your thoughts will have less power over how you are feeling and how you choose and why you choose to act. Thoughts, I can't control them, but I can control how much power and focus I give them. I've said before, but I'm just going to throw it in now because it works with what I'm talking about. There are two types, in my opinion, there's two types of voices in my head. There's the voice of the universe, which tells me everything's in order. Rebecca, you don't have to do anything other than be. Can you believe that? Can you believe feeling that the only thing that I have to do, the only thing I must do, the only thing I write, you know what, I'm going to write that out today. As soon as I get off air, the only thing I have to do today, I'm going to write on a piece of paper, list, you know how you write to do for Sunday or Monday, to do. And I'm going to write it out. I promise you, just be. on my list of things to do today is just be. And that's what the universe has been telling me and trying to get me to realize, that it's really not about doing. And I hear from different people, action, yes, action, but inspired action, inspired action. When I think about which voice to listen to or which voice to focus on, I can feel the difference. And I can feel the difference because if I really think about, you know, I'm not doing enough, I have to, you know, there's something missing, there's something wrong. Of course, that's not a universal thought. That's not a universal voice. Again, I don't have control over what I'm thinking. I can sit here with positive affirmations until the sun goes down in the year 5092. But what I've chosen to do is to relax, and chosen to sit back and recognize, in other words, be the witness of these thoughts, as opposed to get all in the mix and try to think that these thoughts are me or these thoughts are part of who I am. It's just being it, in other words, or letting these thoughts rule or letting these thoughts govern my day. It's a different way of living. It's a conscious way of living. It's just about being mindful of the power I'm giving to what I'm thinking. Again, growth, evolution, expansion does not happen overnight. It happens in slow motion. It happens little by little, the smallest steps. The smallest change. It's like being, you know, that old Chinese water torture where you're laying down and they just keep dropping the water on your head. Forget that. Let's say a rock and a drop of water on the same spot. Do you know how long that drop of water is going to take to make a dent or make a hole or to change that shape of that rock? It's the same with this, for me, with this life. Embracing, allowing, and being okay with the time that all of this is taking requires another very, very important energy, and that's the energy of being patient, being at peace with time, being okay with when everything's unfolding, however it looks. I used to think that I was wasting time. That's another thought. And any time I thought that I was wasting time, guess what? I suffered. I wasn't okay. It's really important for me to separate thoughts that are serving me and thoughts that are not serving me, and pay attention, shine the light on which thought that is going to empower me, as opposed to the opposite of that. I have about six people in the queue, but nobody wants to say hello, but which is okay. I'm going to wrap up the show. People calling in, people not calling in, it's okay by me. A guest on the show, no guests on the show, it's okay by me. Expectations, attachments, no, I'm here because you're here. No, that's not why I'm here. I'm here because I was inspired to, compelled to talk to you today. And I was inspired to share with you what happened to me this week and my thoughts of something's wrong with my brother. Something's wrong with that situation. And I'm here to tell you, audience, that there is nothing ever wrong. I'm going to be, if anyone is in the Arcadia area, I'm going to be teaching a class beginning January the 8th, the Thursday evening, at the Arcadia Recreation Community Center. It's going to be the first class of its kind. It's a class on the importance of happiness. And so if you're in the area, please sign up for the class. It's $55 for 11 weeks. That's a good deal. $5 a class to expand, to create more happiness in your life. Such a deal. You can listen to Reality Spirituality. I used to say every Saturday and Sunday, but now it's going to be Sunday until the end of the year. Every Sunday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. There might be a Saturday show before the end of the year. I'm looking forward to having a guest. I'm just trying to get a few people lined up here, and you know how it is, that are going to be guests on Reality Spirituality. But until next week, remember, you are a physical extension of the universe. You're always changing. You're always growing. Be patient and be kind. Be patient and kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You can contact me on my website, RebeccaNorrington.com. You can email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. That's I-N-F-O at RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at R.L. Norrington. And if you love the show, and I know that you do, go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality Facebook page. Until next week, have a great week, everyone. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Good now.
Get real.